Thursday. It's Thanksgiving week, so, you know, a lot of folks keep looking at their watches thinking, man, the time for pumpkin pie? What's going on around here? My next guest will enjoy Thanksgiving, but also will be spending time seeking election here in Michigan, challenging Justin Amash. Joel Engloy, a longtime West Michigan businessman who was proud to welcome President Trump to the Deltaplex back in 2015 and 16, supporting the president from early on. He'll have his back as a congressman, he says, as well. Joel, welcome to the program.
Thank you, sir. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Thank you for joining us. And I understand you're going to be having a rally, Langlois for Congress. Justin Amash, he kind of deserted West Michigan, I think it's fair to say. What do you think?
Yeah. As a rep, he kind of forgot his job to represent. So it's time to get somebody in there who will represent. And that's why I'm running.
Now, you're in a very competitive race. There's a host of folks running for that seat. It's Michigan's third congressional district. What's going to set you apart, Joel? What's going to have people say, you know what, this is the guy?
Well, I mean, it's pretty simple, really. I have experience. I got real world experience. I'm a business guy. I've been in business for 40 years in West Michigan. I'm a hardworking guy, learned how to work hard at a young age, and have real-world experience, and I support the president. So that kind of sets me apart from the rest of the field all three aspects, really.
Let me ask you about this. We just had a news break here that Brenda Lawrence from Michigan's 14th Congressional District, Democrat, a Kamala Harris supporter, not somebody who cares for the president, not as outspoken or vile as some of the folks, but announcing now that she is no longer interested in pursuing impeachment, that she says, you know, we can censure the president, we'll call it good, we'll move on. I think it's going to open the floodgates, because she didn't do that in a vacuum. I wouldn't believe that Brenda Lawrence did that without the permission of Nancy Pelosi. The point being is, I believe that the impeachment deal is about to collapse. That whole house of cards about to come down. Justin Amash, the only guy that at one time pretended to be a Republican that supported impeachment. What are your thoughts about the whole impeachment process?
Well, it's a scam. I mean, it started from minutes after he was inaugurated. It's trying to overturn the vote of the people. And they've been looking, they've been trying every different angle they can try. The Mueller report was a dead end for them, so then they came up with this thing. And, you know, it's unfortunate, but what they're doing is dividing America. They're tearing us apart. And, you know, you got to think about what a stifling effect on future presidents this whole activity is going to have. I mean, they can't talk to foreign leaders without being put under a microscope for everything they say, and you know, it's a scam. And I absolutely predict that they all understand that if once it gets to the Senate, that it's a dead on arrival.
Sure.
And actually, what'll happen when it gets to the Senate is that they'll have an opportunity to actually have a due process. They'll actually have the opportunity to bring forward some people that may not be so disingenuous, and they might expose some things on the Democrat side. And
well, we're going to see
that's
that.
Really, what they're afraid of.
We're going to see that December 9th with the third installment of the Michael Horowitz investigation. We'll see where that goes. Joel Engloy here. He is a longtime West Michigan businessman running for the third congressional seat, currently held by Justin Amash. I mean, did you wake up one day and say, I want to go to the swamp, I want to be the man? I mean, at what point do you decide, you know, instead of complaining about Congress, you'll just try to join them?
Well, it's two things. One, I saw President Trump when he went in, a non-politician, a business guy, someone who isn't going to play the games, and I was inspired by that. I mean, we have similar backgrounds. He's obviously in a lot higher league than what I am, but we have very similar backgrounds in real estate and business and so on. So I thought it was time. And the second thing is, I'm one of those people that when I see something broken, I want to step up and help fix it. And we need to get more people there that are not driven by special interests. They're there to do the right thing, and I think that's what I bring to the table. So
that's your unique perspective. And so you think that actually President Trump opened some doors for you, opened the idea, made it possible because he said, you know what, I'm a business guy, I'm an outsider, I can make this work. Was that was part of your thought process then?
Absolutely. I think you're going to see in this next election, I think you're going to see a number of people like myself that have similar backgrounds that understand that, you know, it's time for business people who understand that, you know, government's nothing more than a big business, that we have to make smart decisions about how to run it. And, you know, people like myself that, you know, I've been in business again for 40 years and negotiated lots of different things, understand the effect of what government has on small business, on people. And, you know, we got to get the career politicians out. We got to get people in there that understand what the real world is all about. And I really do predict the next election, you're going to see a number of people that fit that description running for office.
There you go. Joel Engloy, I greatly appreciate you taking the time to be here. If people are listening now in your district or anywhere else across the state or around the world, where would you direct them to find out more?
Well, we have, I want to talk a little bit. I don't want to use up a bunch of time, but we do have a rally coming up on December 5th, and the website for that is supporttrumprally.com. We're going to have Corey Lewandowski coming in to speak. We're going to do it at the Deltaplex, where President Trump appeared a number of different times. Corey is...
All right, hold that thought. Hold that thought right there, Joel. We're going to do this a little bit longer form. I'm up against a hard break.
All right.
Oh, wait a second. I'm not at the break yet. What am I doing? I got ahead of myself, Joel. I'm looking at the clock then. Anyhow, all right, December 5th, Corey Lewandowski, been on this program many, many times. And he's going to be joining you there. But now we're going to take a break. Hold on. We'll be back with Joel Langlois here on the Steve Gribbers Show as I get my bearings back and point the ship back down the road. We'll be right back.
Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Rich Studley, President and CEO of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. For 60 years, the Chamber has been your voice in Lansing, fighting for pro-business, pro-taxpayer, pro-jobs legislation. It's been our commitment to work with lawmakers on both sides of the aisle in Lansing to create an environment that allows businesses to grow and to create a strong and thriving economy. We are member-driven and policy-focused. The Michigan Chamber represents over 6,000 companies of all sizes and types in all 83 of Michigan's counties. Michigan Chamber members employ over 1 million Michigan residents. That's why we're focused on the mission of promoting conditions favorable to job creation, economic growth, and free enterprise.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business, moving Michigan forward.
Now, everything you were going to do someday is on the calendar. Introducing a